The legislative session continues at 1700 West Washington, and big issues are still on the table, including school vouchers and the state budget for the next fiscal year. So where do we stand on this Monday? Here with us to help figure that out is Ben Giles of the Arizona Capital Times. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Ben, Senate President Steve Yarbrough has a history when it comes to ESAs, when it comes to vouchers. Where does that stand right now? There's been a lot of criticism from some of the public of late as to whether there's some stuff going on at the legislature to try to maybe circumvent what's going on the ballot in November.
Yeah, after the Supreme Court upheld the referendum on a voucher expansion bill that was passed last year, and certainly Steve Yarbrough was a big supporter of that bill, it would essentially allow any student in Arizona to have access to the Empowerment Scholarship accounts. Those are what we call vouchers. So that law, expanding the access, should be up for an up or down vote of the people in November. However, there is a way that the legislature can undermine that and essentially negate that vote. They could repeal the law they passed just a year ago in 2017, and then essentially that means there is no law to refer to the ballot anymore.
That's fascinating, and I wonder, does that mean that the support that received in the past, would the same kind of support come, do you think? Or is there any reason to think that some lawmakers might think, well, let's actually give the people a chance to vote on this first?
I think that's what they're weighing right now. There would certainly be a lot of outrage from the, many, many people who walked in the hot Phoenix sun last year in the Arizona desert just trying to collect signatures to refer that to the ballot in the first place. So I think to deny some voters the opportunity to either support or oppose that law would certainly be frustrating. And I think that's a part of the political calculus here. There are also some who are considering a more, you might say, I think the people who want to vote on it would call it an insidious option, which is to repeal and replace, which would mean repealing the law that they passed in 2017 and passing another similar law with perhaps the most minor of change to it. And what that means is the law that you tried to refer to the ballot no longer exists, but a new law, very similar, would go into effect unless you can collect signatures again and refer that new law to the ballot as well. And that's what the folks with SOS Arizona, who helped organize the signature gathering last summer, that's what they vowed to do. So that's on the table. If there is a new law that is approved that teachers and public school proponents don't like, they're ready to go and collect more signatures if necessary.
And Ben, going back to what you called insidious, that also is one of the things that people find so confusing about legislative action. And that moves me to the next question, which is, are there any other topics or subjects that may have been knocked down in a previous committee that could reemerge in the next week, 2 weeks, whenever, before the legislative session ends, that could either cause controversy or just be a last-minute passage?
You know, we're certainly on the lookout for an ESA repeal and possibly replace. That is, at this point, the way such a bill would likely move through the process. There is a way to essentially circumvent the normal committee hearing process and amend a bill at the last minute to get something through with very little public hearing. And it's very frustrating for the general public to watch that happen and try to follow. I can tell you as a reporter who covers the Capitol, it's frustrating to kind of try and keep track of that sort of thing. But there's not too many major topics left out there. What we are seeing is a lot of kind of a backup at this point of legislative ballot referrals, things that the legislature would like the public to vote on because perhaps it's a constitutional change and that can only be done by the public. So there's a couple items that have to do with redistricting that we're just kind of seeing sitting, waiting in the wings, and it'll be interesting to see how many things the legislature refers to the ballot this year.
And Ben, finally, we're at the point where I almost feel like every Monday we have to ask you this, because lawmakers are actually sent down to the Capitol to pass a budget. Any word on that, any movement on that you can see?
There was a little movement last week. We managed to get copies of some preliminary budget documents from the House that showed about basically how much discretionary spending there is to for lawmakers to fight over, essentially. There's a lot of formula-based funding in Arizona for things like public education that lawmakers don't have a say over. That has to change and usually goes up for inflation or some other percent every year. But what we've learned is there's about $41 million that the legislature considers discretionary, and that's where you get into a lot of horse trading and fighting over different pet projects and different areas of state government that some legislators would like to see funded more than others. And frankly, that's not a very large pot of money to fight over, which is a little bit encouraging given that we're getting close to the 100th day of session. I believe that's April 21st. So hopefully we'll be seeing a budget move pretty quickly.
And Ben, another 100, as we might see 100 degrees this week. Maybe that'll get lawmakers to move fast as well. Ben Giles of the Arizona Capital Times.
So.
Ben, thanks as always.
Thank you.